You look at Revelation 5:12. There are seven prospering forces there. The first one is power. Power. How many know what Deuteronomy 8:18 says? How many do not know what Deuteronomy 8:18 says? Oh, Jesus. Read it. Get Deuteronomy 8:18 so I can just speak to you just a minute on this. This redemptive force of power. Once you read it, I'm going to give you a statement. Then we'll go ahead and receive your envelope. I'm going to give you a statement to make that I think is real powerful. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee what?
Power.
To what?
To
that he may what?
Yes.
But ye swear unto thy father as it is this day. Here's the statement. The first force in Revelation 5:12 is power. We'll go through all of them. I'm just going to deal with power today. You ready? The covenant power. Come on, say it.
The covenant
power.
To get wealth.
Belongs to me.
Belongs to me.
It's something about saying something three times. Say it again. The covenant power. To get wealth. Belongs to me. Now. Some preachers. Preach faith. But they don't want preach feeling. But I got to feel God sometimes. I can feel my God. And when you say something, you got to say it with feeling. So this third one, I want you to just say it. I want you to say it with a feeling. Ready? All right. The covenant power.
To get wealth.
To get wealth.
To get wealth.
Belongs to me.
Belongs to me.
See, when you don't say something with emphasis, with feeling, it don't mean nothing to nobody. You, come on, I love you. And you ain't bought me nothing for Christmas. Tell that woman, I love you, baby. She said, yeah, man, I need a car. How you let me leave out in the yard in this old tractor, but you love me? Love express itself, all right? All right, lift your hand if you need an envelope. Let's do that. I'll take riches next Sunday. Power, the force. You have that force, that power to get well. God give it to you. It's a covenant right. You know what's supposed to be in your house? How many of y'all know that? That wealth and riches supposed to be in your house? Oh no. Psalm 112. Turn to Psalm 112. Come on, let me help you a little bit. Hey, Judge, I don't like you trying to outdress me here. I mean, Judge's son is a lawyer. He's my lawyer. His daddy was my lawyer. He's my lawyer now. What's his name? That's Travis. Attorney Travis. I can't advertise for him and don't tell his name. He come over here and give me a $500 check. And when he had a case one time, he brought me some money out of that case. He gave me $500 last Sunday. I was talking about them cars, like them nice cars and stuff. He started writing checks. He liked them. He got some of them too. He got some. Nothing wrong with that. You don't want no broke lawyer. Ain't dressed right. The judge looked at him and said, "She, he ain't nobody." You had Psalm 112? I'm going to try to tell you, all them bills don't supposed to be in your house. What did Psalm say? First verse. They're going to sleep on me in the back. I said Psalm 112, verse 1. Who back there? Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. That's you? Is that you? Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse now. Go to the next verse. Oh! Look what it says supposed to be in your house. Not no bills. Not no lack. What is there supposed to be in your house? Shall be in his house, and his righteousness should endure forever. You got your envelope? I just got happy here this morning. Whoa, I declare wealth and riches shall be in your house. Come on, who receiving it? I declare, I decree that wealth and riches shall be in your house. I don't care what nobody else say. I don't care what that system economy is saying. I ain't paying no attention. I don't care what for. I declare in the name of Jesus, according to God's word, you listen to me? Well, that's how you think about money. You can't be indifferent about money. You can't think wrong about money. Get all that wrong thinking out your mind. Money got you here today. Money put that clothes, them clothes you got on you today. Money gonna feed you in a few moments. Watch how you think about money. Now cuss me out if you want, but money is my friend. Because the word say, make friend with mammon. Make friend with money. Don't let it rule you, but make friend with it. You can't talk bad about money. Or talk bad about somebody. You can't talk bad. The lawyer come put $500 in my hand. You can't talk bad about that. You'll never do it if you talk bad about it. You understand? You got the envelope? You ready? Whew. It's been a good morning. How many watched the Money Coming Conference Friday night? Boy, I tell you, in South Carolina, for this one, we got to jumping, this church, and the camel was jumping, and they thought the floor was going to come out. And then they had room, all the room, the whole church was full, and all the room, I was in South Carolina, wasn't it, son? North Carolina. All the room was full. They had all rooms with doors open on the side. People were back in the office, and the Holy Ghost broke out. And those people in them little rooms, I would look over in the little room, them women and men were running and climbing the wall. I mean, they were shouting, and the whole church was shaking. I said, well, I might have to pay for this church, but let's go ahead and shout. Shout. So the same thing broke loose last night. I said, in 15 minutes, the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place. I don't know what I'm talking about when I say that. I just get an inspiration from the Holy Ghost. Sure enough, the Holy Ghost hit the place, and we shouted. For about 20 minutes. Shauna said about 20 minutes. I feel a shout coming on now. Man, I love the Lord God with all my heart, all my soul, all my strength, and all my might. I love God. I love this kind of action. You see, I'm never in a hurry. You know, don't get in a hurry when you come in. I might say one word. All right, lift your offering. We got to serve communion too, right? The second Sunday? Boy, the second Sunday? I'm wrong. I'm right or wrong? I'm right. Probably take communion every day. I don't know what second Sunday is, you know. That's Rand? Now, Father, under a covenant contract, a covenant of wealth, you have given your children power to get wealth. Let them get all scarceness off their mind. Tell them they don't have to know how. Just serve you and obey you. Tell them if they're willing and obedient, they shall eat the good of the land. So the power, the force of power of the covenant of wealth be upon every person in this auditorium around the world connected by LeroyThompson.tv. May that power begin to work in their lives like never before. We thank you that you want us to have wealth and you want us to have riches. We thank you. We accept it. We believe it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. You may be seated. All right, usher, serve them. And gentlemen, y'all get the communion table.